Blog Talk Radio.
We're always skydiving.
He got the whole in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
The world is a very scary place. The ones who are meant to protect you are the ones that you should fear most. I used to be afraid. But she came to me. And she whispered in my ear. And she told me that I'm special. That I would never truly be alone. She said, you'll have the spirit by your side, boy. A spirit that will guide you on this journey. Spirit that represents who you truly are. As you walk alone on this journey, boy, all that you shall leave behind is smoke, desolation, damnation.
You're always skydiving.
Sisters, all in the name of cause. People are sheep. You understand me? They can't lead themselves. They need to be led. People buy and sell fear. They worship war. They crave war. And I'm not afraid of their wars. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up. Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up and look at this lie they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between themselves, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts, and above everything else, I understand.
I could be just like you. I could sign autographs, kiss babies, and make sure that everyone buys all my merchandise. I could go home to my plastic girlfriend in my castle. I could take everything I fear and hide behind laughter. Tell jokes, make sure I feel better about myself. Yeah, John, that's you, man.
We're here.
Wicked motherfucker.
Yeah.
kids.
Whoop, whoop to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach.
Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spitting shit. Bringing doggers where I go, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spitting shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no rejection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just like in their walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see these girls, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rain, storm, flashing up, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, wishing on the witches. How the fuck we be living, yeah, it's how to see. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we fake in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle around the radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop. Yeah, what's good, motherfuckers? You are officially tuned in to Juggler Rider Radio. I am your host, Havoc, your co-host, Gil G. He'll be joining us whenever he gets here. We got Spider. Whatever's going on, Spider?
I'm chilling as fuck.
Yeah, I'm tired as fuck.
Shit. I don't even think I'm going to be going to bed tonight, man. Because I got a lot of college homework and shit to do.
Well, we're ending off at 12:30.
All right, man.
Just because of the fact I got work in the morning, and it's my final day, and then I'm off for 2 days, and I go back.
Right.
I mean, last night we did, you know, full 2 hours because if I got to be at work till 3:30 today. But since tomorrow was like, I got to be here for 10:30 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, so I figured I'd do like a, you know, like, figure we just do like an hour and a half show. Then that way I catch you getting enough sleep before work.
Yeah, that makes sense, man.
But bad, then come Tuesday, man, I'm sleeping the fuck in. Ain't no one waking my ass up.
Shit, I ain't even going.
Yeah. I know it's been, I cannot wait for May, because once May gets here, I get my 2 week vacation, and it's paid. Which means I get to do juggle a little live video. And get paid for it at the same time?
Hell yeah, homie.
So does it work as a plus? With a 2 week vacation, I ain't gotta worry about work. I ain't gotta worry about fucking having to, you know, get up early and shit. I can just sleep in.
Yeah, I feel it.
But, man, tonight's Walking Dead was a sappy-ass fucking Walking Dead.
I fucking hated that episode.
Like,
I turned it off
like
half four.
Yeah, man, fucking. You had Sasha being emo. You had Maggie being emo. You had Daryl fucking crying his fucking eyes out. The fuck with that bullshit.
Right.
And then, of course, you had fucking that random dude that showed up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
like after the fucking storm. Like, the fuck did that dude come from? So, yeah, tonight's episode is just weird and just way too sappy, in my opinion.
No, that makes sense, man.
I mean, yes. Beth died, but it took him this long to fucking cry about it and be all happy about it. I mean, come on.
Like,
Herschel died.
Yeah.
They were sad about it, but they didn't stay sad for, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't get it. I'm not all about that sad bullshit.
Right. Yeah, I turned it off halfway through.
Nah, I mean, I got to watch the entire thing. Just trying to figure out what the hell everybody was also all sappy for. Then you had fucking Daryl being, well, he was sad and crying and then being emo.
Damn.
So yeah, it's a weird fucking episode of The Walking Dead. But eh, I'm just hoping it gets better. I mean, last week's episode was good. What was it, like the week before that? Was good. Wait. Or didn't. Never mind, I came back last Sunday. But, yeah. Last week's episode was good. I mean, they finally killed off Tyrese.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man. Fucking. They were that kid Noah's house, you know, the one that put of Everybody Hates Chris. And Tyrese got bit by fucking Noah's brother.
Damn.
And they got bit by another zombie in the process. So he was doubly fucked. And throughout the entire fucking shit, dudes like was hallucinating seeing fucking with the fucking Lizzie and Micah and Beth, who was already dead, shot in the fucking head. He was seeing Bob, who was, you know, dead because of the fact he was a walker and got eaten. And he saw the dude that tried fucking killing him and fucking Judith. And then finally, he died and they shot him in the head or stabbed him in the head or whatever. Nonetheless,
yeah.
It was a good fucking episode.
It wasn't as
emo and sappy and bullshit like this episode.
Do you know what time of the week Ghetto's gonna fall in?
Ghetto'll probably be here soon enough. I mean, how the other night when you were here, like the minute you bounced out, he called in, and we got Destiny. What's going on, Destiny?
Hi! What's up?
What's
just
good?
Watching Walking Dead.
If I was you, I'd turn that shit off now.
I never really watch it. Like, I don't really watch it.
You've never seen The Walking Dead until now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've watched, like, a couple episodes, but I've never really gotten into it. This motherfucker's, like, ugly as hell.
It's a good series. Shit, they're going to fucking, I think they're going to try to go to at least 10 fucking seasons.
Nah, I just never really got into it.
Walking Dead is good. This tonight's episode was just fucking sappy as all hell and emo as all fucking hell. And I can't stand emo bullshit. Yeah, Spider-Man, like I said, man, like you heard correct, man. Apparently, they already got plans for fucking season 10 and possibly fucking seasons 11 and 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And fucking season 5, isn't even done yet, and they're already fucking jumping fucking season 11 and 12. The fuck are they thinking?
Right.
Hey, did you want to say hi? Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just praying next week's Walking Dead would be better than tonight's. Last week was good. They killed off fucking Tyrese. I was praying that they'd kill off Maggie or Sasha tonight, but that didn't happen. They just left fucking shit. Talking about The Walking Dead.
What's good? You remember me from last night?
Yeah.
How's your night going?
Man, I'm ready to pass the fuck out.
Huh?
I'm ready to pass the fuck out.
Oh, well, I'm hot up. What's wrong with you tonight?
I worked.
Aw, come on. It can't be that bad.
No, your task at work is you sitting on your butt watching TV.
Oh, you got a lazy job and you tired?
I ain't got no lazy job.
Do what?
This ain't my job. This I do for the hell of things.
Yeah, but we don't have any jobs.
You did what?
I do this for the hell of things. This ain't my job.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm all... Oh, shit, I don't want to call you. Yeah, my bad, not you.
Yeah, so Spider-Man. Showing off next in the fucking series. Like,
do what?
Oh, no, I'm talking to Spider.
Who's Spider?
I'm Spider.
Oh. So.
Ask it. Who they think they'll kill off next in The Walking Dead? I'm praying it's going to be either Maggie, Carol, or hopefully Carl.
Where's that ghetto G at?
Probably watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, he ain't working tonight?
He's vibrating over there.
I know I'm fucking vibrating.
No, he'll be here.
Well, I want to be that, yo.
Huh?
He'll be here eventually.
You'll be like, no, I'm
going to call him. Damn.
But they seriously need to just fucking kill Carl already off of fucking Walking Dead. And fucking kill that little baby on that stupid little baby on that shit, too. The fuck is the point of it being a baby in the middle of a zombie apocalypse?
Because they're
part of the zombie apocalypse, man. Like, seriously, the fuck are you doing with the baby? Fucking, press it to the wolves, fucking, give it to a fucking walker to eat. And while you're at it, kill fucking Carl.
What'd you say? You like handed the phone back over.
I said they need to kill that damn baby in The Walking Dead.
Why? That's so mean.
That's not.
Why would you want to kill a baby?
What the fuck is the point of a baby being in a fucking zombie apocalypse?
What?
What is the point of baby being a fucking zombie apocalypse? It's good,
but... It's a baby! Yeah.
A baby has no place in a fucking zombie apocalypse.
When a zombie apocalypse happens,
I don't know what's going to happen. There is no...
Apocalypse.
Hey, you never know. There just might be a day when we actually have an actual zombie apocalypse. And if we do, and if we do,
crunch.
I'm making sure to kill off the kid first.
There's no food here.
That's just how I see it.
If, order me a pizza.
But, Spider-Man, is there a truck you want to hear?
Here.
I have no idea what the hell you just said, man. Like, you just stuttered that word.
Yeah. Just play anything. I can't think of
in
anything.
My room.
No, we're going to Brand New Twisted. We're gonna go with Fuck This Shit by Twisted. FTS.
Fuck you when I'm screaming. Fuck you. Middle finger in the air, and all I wanted to hear was you screaming. Fuck you too. Yeah, I'm running a stratosphere in a brand new blue room atmosphere. I wanna go with you to the campus clear, cause I never thought I would've made it out of here alive. From the land where the people put the evil in that ride. You'll never see an equal to my kind, so blind to anything to line the lights of mind is right now. Looking for another mind to fight foul, bringing everything that you can bring down on the ground like 150 pounds of seafoam. Looking for keyboard slugs, well I'ma need more slugs, cause I wanna see more blood. You ain't never seen gold like us, they don't wanna make them any more like us. Put them on tour with the paint on them, and anybody can know your little lame song. Fuck right, I'ma stay wrong. Black out with a ray gun, looking for anybody to make up. Motherfuckers really need to wake up.
And we are back.
Yeah, I think.
Then why did they tell us that if we wanted to use dishes or whatever to mess upstairs? They told us we had to go upstairs to use it. I wanted some alphabet.
Spider, what were you saying, man?
Oh, I'm probably gonna go for the night, dude. I'm really crashing right now.
All right, homie. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Thanks, bud.
Whoop whoop.
So, can I tell him that you're being stabbed? Okay, so get this. I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook or not, but so my roommate, she got stabbed with a Bible.
She got stabbed with a Bible?
Yeah, she got stabbed by the Bible.
How did she manage to get stabbed by a Bible? I mean, I understand by a Bible.
Hold on. Hey.
Yo.
You want to hear what you should be playing on your little channel over there you got going on?
What would that be?
Listen, okay? That's what you need to start playing.
What the fuck is that bullshit?
Man, that's Rashami Kwan. What you talking about?
That sounds like fucking garbage.
Oh, no. Your all's little hard knock little life thing going on. It's, yeah.
That sounds like pure garbage.
No, it's not.
No, this is what he played.
Huh?
Ready? Shot?
Hell.
am a fucking throwaway. Just like my pistol, man, as bad as crystal meth. I better protect and guard your grill. Defective reject like a follow someone clearance. My appearance when the public like an idiot all appeal. You're sweet as candy and I am a fucking rapper, making me wanna wrap my fingers around your throat and squeeze them tight. Living your life less like a hooker that I'm keeping in my closet. Are you barely legal daughter that I'm a fucking death tonight? They call me scum and that's a fucking understatement. Make no mistake that with no doubt I'd love to see. You're getting slowly cut in half up in my basement. Your life might take simply because you're not like me. I'm not like you and the only thing we have in common is our desire for the other's heart to stop. And love to seek no peace unless you're resting in it. And if to win it till the dropper reach the top. Ain't gonna change if the change is no good. I would rather die or be my motherfucking self. And I'm getting old but I ain't growing up. Stay high on fucking danger and wait my help. I don't give a fuck if what I do is not considered cool. It's all the current times I never won, never won. But I'm loyal to what I stand for and I'm loyal to this movement. Represented even if it never grows.
One more time, hey.
Ain't gonna change if the change is no good. I would rather die or be my motherfucking self. And I'm getting old but I ain't growing up. Stay high on fucking danger and wait my help. I don't give a fuck if what I do is not considered cool. It's all the current times I never won, never won. But I'm loyal to what I stand for and I'm loyal to this movement. Represented even if it never grows, never grows.
That's what we play. We don't play garbage. Now, speaking of your whole Bible listening bullshit, I'm still curious as how the fuck you get stabbed by a Bible. I understand being burned by a Bible, but stabbed? No.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like
okay, so, that's exactly how I got stabbed by the damn Bible. I was reaching in my bottom drawer to get my pajama bottoms, and my daughter's Bible was, like, right there, and I didn't see it. And when I grabbed the drawer, and, like, really quick, it, like, freaking stabbed me in the damn hand. Children's Bible on top of all that.
Yeah, I'm so confused as how a Bible stabs somebody, though. Like I said, I understand being burned by a Bible. You know, like, oh, that still seems weird to me.
Huh?
I said it still seems weird to me.
Hold on, I can't hear you. Now what?
I said it still seems weird to me to be stabbed by the Bible.
I know, right? I mean, at least it's better than being freaking hit in the damn head by a fucking Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll shave your legs, baby.
But there again, I don't own any Bible, and never will.
All right, now what?
I said there again, I don't own any Bibles, and never will.
Well, I have like 16 Bibles. That's because like almost every freaking year somebody gets me one, and it makes me mad.
It was a children's Bible.
Yeah, it was a children's Bible, not a full grown ass Bible.
Yeah, I still won't own a Bible. Anybody gives me a Bible, that's just going to get set on fire.
Because I turned off my data. I'm going to pop. Need a fork.
Yeah, like I said, I don't like Bibles. If anybody gives me a Bible, that's just going to get set on fire. I will burn that shit in a heartbeat.
Me too.
What the hell happened?
I'm eating a bratwurst and they said I know somebody has a bigger dick than that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is a cheesy one.
Yeah. You listen to garbage ass music, don't you?
Oh, yeah,
pay me
alone yourself.
Yeah, your friends listen to shitty ass music.
I know, I went and got Okay, I've never, out in Utah, I was never able to find any ICP or anything at, like, a store. I went to FYE, and I found ICP and Tech 9 at the store, plus Blazy the Homie.
Well, yeah, FYE carries all that. Every FYE carries ICP. Every FYE carries Tech. Every FYE carries.
And you tell you'd have to order it online or something, so you wouldn't be able to find the FYE.
I'd find it.
It's hard to find a Fago out in Utah. That's for damn sure.
Ashley, you dress up as a nun and come to my house, you might get set on fire.
What?
I don't like. No, we didn't. One of the listeners even actually hit me up, fucking saying, asking if she could dress up like a nun, come to my house, and give me a Bible. She might leave on fire, because I'll set a fucking nun on fire and a Bible.
It's okay. I got on my man's Facebook earlier today. And this girl, she messaged my man. She's all like, what's up with all these guys sending me dick pics? And I messaged her back. I said, I saw your page. And she said, you get dick pics too? And I was like, yep, I do. And she's all like, she actually thought it was my man messaging her, saying he was getting dick pics. It was funny. And then I told her that he has gay tendencies. I said I have gay tendencies with him. It's fun.
I still don't understand why people give out their fucking Facebook accounts to people. That just seems stupid.
So me and him were dating last year when I was listening to you guys.
I don't give a fuck if I'm dating someone, if I'm married to the chick or what. Ain't no way in hell would I give my Facebook to anybody.
Oh,
that would never happen.
Was never. They're all putting on Facebook now.
Like I said, there ain't no way in hell I'd give anybody my Facebook. Don't want to get my fucking password. I don't give a fuck if you're my girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever the fuck you are. You don't get that shit from me.
Will you stay in my room?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
And after that, we're going to go straight into the motherfucking Skinny Sick and my boy Sinister. I finish off this cigarette. There we go.
Are you gonna let me in? Hello. Hello.
And the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, get in bed and just wait for dark, because that's when a real show starts. Tap, 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 tap on a glass, go to piece of ass. So young and pretty, it's too bad she passed. But she comes to my room and we talk at night. She's demonic and bloody, but she holds me tight in my bedroom. With her, I'm never alone, and I kiss her cold lips until the morning comes and she gone. I can still hear her voice loom, but she only exists in the dark of my room.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you,
baby.
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap, come on. Love a ghost, and at least that's something. She don't talk much, when she do it gets cold. Usually we just lay there when we hold each other. We're lovers, we don't need others. One of my mother's cats jumped up on the covers and it scared my baby. Guess she don't like pets, so I twisted its fucking head off at the neck. Look, baby, it's bloody, it's gone, it's doomed. Please
come back to the room. I do anything for thee. Don't ignore me. This is more than a sick love story.
Without you, I'd bring a shotgun to school, and I will if you want me to. For any reason, I hate that you leave when the lights come on. And if I had it my way, the fucking sun would be gone.
Love,
I can't ignore you.
In my room,
do anything for you, lady.
Love,
I do adore you.
In my room,
tap, tap, you and I. And it tastes like bacon. Uh-oh, something's wrong. Baby's upset. She told me she was spotted by the neighbor's kid. She can't come back now cause they know our secret. Unless I can make them keep it. If I do, she may come to life. Now I'm in their yard with a shotgun and knife. Cut the screen, went in and found the kid. Blew a bowl of spaghetti in the side of his head. And the daddy was next, running down the hall. I shredded his throat and he was quick to fall. Tossed a Mossberg and gripped the knife. Started stabbing the shit out of his wife. Went home a bloody mess with a job well done. Wash up, wait for my baby to come. I can't ignore you.
In my room,
do anything for you, lady. I do adore you.
In my room,
tap, tap, you and I.
Tap, tap, like always, I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess. Tap, I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap, tap just for once. I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess. Tap, I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days, waiting for the tap, tap, like always, I waited and hated. That's I created a bloody mess. Tap, I waited 2 or 3 months, 4 months, waiting for the tap, tap just for once. I waited and hated.
Listen, I'm not a crackhead.
And we are back.
Yes.
I love that song. I sang it. I can rap the whole thing all the way through.
Interesting.
That and that Endgame. And I want to be book fucked. I can do that one too. I got most of my.
What happened?
I said I have most of Dwam already memorized.
Now all you need to get memorized is the new shit from fucking Tech.
I like my three favorite songs from Tech, well, four favorite songs from Tech are I Love You But Fuck You, Dwam, So Dope, and Straight Out the Gate.
My favorite track is the one that features Eminem.
And then I like my favorite song from Twisted is We Don't Die. Whoop Whoop. And then my favorite song from ICP is In My Room and Nevin Game.
Twisted, I prefer FTS.
That's a good one. Sex South is good by Tech also. But I just like a lot, almost all of Tech music. I have 450.
The tracks that he did with Lil Wayne and Hobson can all be tossed in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have his collabo CD, but
I think Tech ruined his career, like almost ruined his career by doing a track with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Hobson. That just never should have happened.
Well, I mean, my favorite album by Tech, all three of my favorite songs are on that one album. So that's always nice.
I think my favorite album by Tech would be The Calm Before the Storm, Part 1. Back in 1999. Good album. But now, it's time to go with Skinny Sick and Sinister.
Yeah.
Dark Path.
Yeah. Devil's taking me down this dark path. You hear that, Sinister?
Yeah.
He's calling on us.
Elevator button. Look, you can see it right here. I just rubbed most of it off though.
$9.99. Not bad price. United States. date 1449. Not a bad purse. Check out some fucking church and sinister. This should be a good CD to have my to add to my collection. Anyways, I want more motherfucking scum. That's what we need to play is more scum up on here. So let's go with track number 11 off of Grim Zipper. Fuck what you think. Old tracks.
You know how those button or whatever they say on LVS? the basement. There's an arrow going on it. Yeah, just rub most of it off.
Fuck that truck, but damn, I heard a sound. There we go. Sinister, Razakel, Rotten Mouth. I hear a track to feed Phaedra. Yep, there it is. Faceless. Let's see. Get this up close to the soundboard. I'll play a track. Kingdom.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Where am I?
What is this?
I'm afraid I have that.
This is a ghetto G.
You mean that dead body pimp?
And Tiny Toon.
You mean that stoner chick?
Collaboration.
Oh hell yeah.
Welcome to your resting place.
Somebody gonna die.
Yo, I'm the man up in this kingdom. Get out of line, become a murder victim. I'm a twisted individual, bitch, you better notice. I'ma be at your front door like an eviction notice. I'm a arsonist, I'm burning down your house. Put you in the ground like Amy Winehouse. I'm the main attraction, you are the leading scene. Busting big blows at you like I'm Butterbean. I'm out of this world like this is Star Trek. What I do is deadly like a car wreck. All these people shocked, they don't know what's happening. As I shove this butcher knife in your abdomen, I'ma put a hole in you like a Cheerio. I'ma keep this short, call it Rey Mysterio. The system's fucked, man, yeah, they can't see. Getting away with murder like Casey Anthony. Got this on lockdown like an inmate. I'm crushing your ego, watch it deflate. Do you Osama style, put you in the sea. Getting rid of you makes me feel free.
Will satisfying that sexual gratification, a body to complete this sacrificial celebration. Crossing path the wrong won't matter. Your relation got a slice, got a dice, blood squirting sensation. That's what I live for till my resignation. Will kill if you have to. Murder, moderation. I don't got a choice because I work with realization. Bloody murder, killing things that I do. It's real art and I have appreciation. So got an empty head even with that education. Because you believe what occurs, medication. Doesn't your head hurt from all that starvation? Are you drowning up in too much perspiration? I'm here to take your life, save it from humiliation. If you went back in time, call it retaliation. If not, then call it another assassination. If you didn't put a soul in this fucking situation, wouldn't have to worry about stealing your identification. All I can do now is cope with the painful sensation. Now up in this kingdom, who do you think is queen? Murder is a game and life hack is a lean. Line inside you can't tame from this disease, there's no vaccine. Shoot a bullet through your heart and a crack in your skull. You don't want me to start cause once I do I'm on a roll. If you're not feeling ripped, park your ass in the pole. Look at it, how smart you're not even in your soul. So you're pushing the cart, what do you think got your control? Stop acting like a tarp or I'll stick it in your other hole. Now we're up in this kingdom, killing for freedom. That's what we lead them, up in this kingdom. Mad at the world and how that the moon won't go out without a fight. I could bait him to bright, but it's more fun when it's bloody if you're sticking him right. When it comes to killing, anyone could be my type. I'm a stone with a mobile weapon, the choice is a pipe. You're never gonna see it coming like you with a snipe. Already let you live for too long like an orange overripe. Never open this kingdom, killing for freedom. With head and delete him, open this kingdom.
No, I'm not prosperous, but you about to die hard. Treat us like the child, then you pull the kill card. I'm rolling with Tiny, killing when we arrive. I'm like the Undertaker, here to bury you alive. When the lights go down, the demons will emerge. No time limit here, this the real life purge. We be creatures of the night, we prowl under the moon. You won't see us coming, but you'll be dead soon. We don't discriminate, we'll kill anyone. So if you're seeing us, your ass better run. There's no getting away, cause freedom isn't free. Shit be getting wicked with Tiny and G. I learned from Google how to cut you with precision. Love when the body squirm when making an incision. We're out of our heads, not in the right mental state. Here to do the devil's work, we sealing your fate. This is not a game, bitch, you now in my collection. Bitch, don't worry with your corpse, I'll show affection. Inside my mind, things are always going dark. When your body dripping blood, I turn into a shark. I love the taste of blood, it makes me go insane. It turns me on when I see your ass in pain. Just when you think you're safe, we'll be waiting.
There's no escape, my wrath, I'm possessed by Satan. These people can't scream for help, I broke their fucking jaws. The woman named Black can't believe what they saw. The world is our slaughterhouse like Texas Chainsaw. Got your name on a vault, you're dead when they call. Ashes to ashes, they're all gonna fall. This is my kingdom, I rule all. This is my kingdom, I rule all. I rule all.
And that was my boy Ghetto G and our homegirl motherfucking Connie Toons. But now it's time to get back in that dark shit once more. So this is probably maybe like one of the only tracks that features Raza Kel of SKR I actually like. But this is actually by my boy Sinister out of fucking SoCal. And it features Raza Kel, a fucking, of course, SKR, and then Rotten Mouth, out of fucking Jersey, former artist of Wicked Intent Records. This is Acts of Violence.
Witness while I exhibit lyrical violence. In your head I lurk with a deadly fucking silence, centering your head and ripping at your mind. Fucking your brain as blood flows from your eyes, addicted to this violence. This shit never ends. All I live for is a sicken and a fan. I'm driven by an evil where violent thoughts dominate. They fucking take control and slowly begin to violate, destroying your senses and all you hold dear. My sinister intentions are now becoming clear. I'll take you, break you, and make you my whore. Masturbate my mind as your blood starts to pour. It's a SoCal wicked shit that you can't resist. Knife in your back, give your neck a fucking twist. So prepare for the end as you all burn in hell with your boy Sinister, Rotten Mouth and Raza Kel.
I can watch myself bleed when the blood drips down. I take a sip very quickly. It's sitting to you, but to me it's quite beautiful. Abducting little children as they're walking home from school. Obeying my rules, listen to Miss Raza Kel. Single file to my basement and my torture cell. I smell the fear as the tears fall out of your eyes. I lick them up, it tastes best when the innocent cry. Die, die, it's time for you to die now. Bye, bye, it's time to say goodbye now. I hung this bitch from her back and taped her mouth shut. Beat her ass with the bat and said it can't be, I got guts. So what the fuck, I can't get enough. Record my little session, keep it as my personal snuff. What, I'm Raza Kel, when I start I can't stop. With sinister and rotten mouth, we love to watch some fucking bodies drop.
I hate you cause you hate me, but I got all. My own rib cage, tugging the rusty saw blade towards my brain. And then I claim I'm better now that I know that me and myself are one and the same. Blood and good stains, falling and slipping from all the red liquid pouring out my abdomen. And now I'm vomiting from all the loss of oxygen. I don't care about my intestinal cords dangling, wrap around my ankles. Now they're feeling like a prison shackles, wet and warm like a Holocaust oven. Feeling more fucked up than Rocky Dennis's mug. I'm the sister decarved in your forehead when you're sleeping at night, suffocating, cutting and bunching in. I'm a blood hungry man, goddamn. Pumping fingers in your chest, my doctor rotting. And it's quivering as your blood vessels in your eyes get a popping. Body gets a jumping, dismember that corpse and let it be forgotten. I hate you cause you hate me, but I got all these mental disabilities. And when I'm getting violent,
I hate you cause you hate me, but I got all these mental disabilities.
and created this model of my mind. Yes, using that model, they managed to generate every thought I could possibly have in the next sense. 10 years, which they then filtered through a probability matrix of some kind to determine everything I was going to do in that period. So you see, pages of history before it ever even occurred to me. She knows everything I'm ever going to do before I know it myself.
Boost Mobile has the boost you need.
Where you at, dog?
Who's this?
What? Oh, him! Oh, this is the Boost mobile phone.
Technology is so faulty. It fries and I'm so salty. Free wireless ain't no Wi-Fi. Why the shit do I try? I regret you like marriage. This thing is sure failing. So there's no sense like Sarah Palin crashing, derailing.
They keep telling me back. Get a cell phone. I snap back with my reply. Fuck that. Hell no. They keep telling me back. Get a cell phone. I snap it with my reply. Fuck that. Hell no.
I know it's a phone, damn it, but it's pushing me, dog. This explains the nightmares I have about Steve Jobs. Yes, real talk. He chases me, explaining models. And I beg him to please shut up and stop. I'm screaming like Chris Farley, you idiot, you fuck. Anger issues, I blame this machine. That's worth $2. Can't even get a connection and pay all this money for this. I was in the middle of a voicemail, stupid thing can start me over, rude bitch. Too much power in technology, it'll turn against us. Any brilliant solutions when they take over, we're then fucked. Fuck a 3, 4, 5, it. A, B, C, down to the X, Y, Z's. No, you can't find me. Running like dog shit or not at all in a different vicinity. So that R stands for retard. Yeah, keep on bullshitting me. Everyone says they're up the phones, cunts, jackass, slaves. Chuck it at the wall, give it to my dog over thrash to hear Maggie. Mate.
Oh,
somebody
took my number. What happened to you? Afghanistan. 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 I don't know nobody in Afghanistan. I don't know what fucking Afghanistan look like. And even if I did, I would not talk to that Afghan ass for 3 hours.
This son of a bitch blacked out. And yes, it's charged. Funny how they dare call the smartphones. They're total tards. Upgrade, you think, but it's more like downgrade. Fragile, cheap piece of crap. Ain't all that. How fake.
They keep telling me back. Get a cell phone. I snap it with my reply. Fuck that. Hell no. They keep telling me back. Get a cell phone. I snap it with my reply. Fuck that. Hell no.
These things fail conclusively. It is nothing new to me. T-Mobile is so loco. These lies with Verizon. Dubious scammers in his business. Make it so defective. Lies in every commercial. Full of shit. Like Sethi. It's backwards because it won't grant even a simple task. Stop taking all I'm paying for it, you assholes. Give them back. A feeble product is what they are. These deals are like landmines. I'm done with this idiot nonsense. I'm gonna stick with the landline. Fuck these things. All of them. Don't trust these things. All are damned. Fuck these things, all of them. Don't trust these things, all are damned.
Hey, what up?
Hey, now, where you at?
You know exactly where you at, Trylock. With the GPS-enabled feature.
GPS?
Or use Boost Wireless Web for national roaming.
Where you at, dog?
You can be anywhere in the country with Boost. Where you at, dog, huh?
Not that hard, BMC.
Raise up off my nizzo. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Ah, shit. Motherfucking hot dogs. What?
What?
Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch. Looking fine. Get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin. Like my mama and your mama sisters or something. Oh, yeah, we down. Go ahead, let them in.
Bah!
Knuckle hammers to the chin. Be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth. You're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crack.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck.
Nope.
You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick.
And then
to find a chase dick, yeah. To blaze his dick. Try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs.
Wow, wow, wow.
Spreading rumors like you know, singing shit you heard me tell a hoe after a show. Oh, me, psychopathic bitch boy piece of ass, specializing in splitting a hound dog back, plotting against the whole world in fact. So get off my dick, and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all. Yeah. Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Denny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been a shit.
Bitch,
you can sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, I am.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Oh. Now on them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy-ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole, and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute, though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my dang-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these Backstreet Richie fake hoes.
Walking Dead was fucking retarded.
You're fucking retarded.
It was just fucking way too damn sappy and emotional. I mean, for fuck's sake, they had Daryl crying. That motherfucker didn't even cry when he killed his own brother.
You hear what the dude said on The Talking Dead? They got to see that and 50 Shades of Grey all in one weekend. The bitches were going nuts.
And Sasha, man, Sasha was just fucking straight up emo.
She's the next person to die.
Damn it, why can't they just kill Carl first?
Because Carl is not a moron anymore.
Yeah, true.
As you can see, Sasha almost got Rick bit. You see that shit? Darrow had to save him again.
Yeah, almost got him bit. Then she cut fucking Abram with that fucking knife.
When the fuck did that happen?
When she was like fucking slicing at the fucking zombies, she ended up like fucking nicking him and like in the fucking arm of that shit with the fucking same blade. That had fucking zombie guts on it.
I didn't see that. All I saw was him drinking fucking, what was that, like Jim Beam or some shit.
Ashley, it's colder. It's cold in Pittsburgh too. I'm pretty sure Gilzy can tell you that.
You talking about, man? My nipples aren't hard for nothing.
Yeah, man, apparently, let's see, she said that it's fucking negative, well, minus 4 degrees there in where she is, with wind chill being 28 below.
Yeah, that's the only bad part about it being really cold, is if it's windy, too.
Yeah, man, that shit fucking kills you.
Like, I mean, the cold is bad enough, but, you know, it's not too bad. But then it starts blowing some wind. It's like, God damn.
Hell yeah, man.
Fucking freezes your face.
That's just fucking... Like, I don't even know. Like, fucking tonight, man, I was at work with that wind going. I had a thermal t-shirt, fucking long sleeve shirt, jacket, two gloves, a mask, and I was
so freezing. You had two gloves.
Oh, no, like two gloves on. And I was still cold. How do you feel about that, man? The highest it's gonna get tomorrow here in Danbury is 16 degrees.
I think the last time I checked the weather was about like 1 degrees, like right now.
Man, I looked at Pittsburgh and I said fucking below like minus 4 degrees.
Well, damn, it got even colder.
So, fuck that.
Well, it's not bad if you're indoors anyway.
True. Plus, you know, you're getting snow tomorrow.
Yay, something new.
What the highest is going to be where you are, it's going to be, looks like said about 15 degrees.
Ooh. Look at that warm temperature.
Yeah. But shit, man, then...
I think I might wear shorts.
Man, I saw some fucking chick come in today fucking... And you know she was cold, but fucking wearing straight up booty shorts.
That's what is known as a hoe.
Ashley, I don't want to look at the picture. Ashley, look at the flowers.
Fuck your picture.
Ashley, look at the flowers.
Yeah, look at the damn flowers. It's all better now.
Yeah. I should have told Destiny to look at the flowers and then fucking and then just shoot her.
But how about that? They went from, a barn full of walkers to a barn full of survivors.
Yeah. And all of a sudden some really random dude fucking shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah, man, they should have just shot him. Fuck it.
Man, I would have. Like, bitch, where the fuck you come from?
Just kept creeping up. Like, can I talk to Rick? Who the fuck are you? Just shoot him right in the head.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how do you know Rick? How the fuck do you know who Rick is?
Now we know the quote-unquote friend that left the water.
Yeah, he probably poisoned that shit.
But yeah, a new that had to be the reason behind what's his face, Rick, not killing those dogs because he was probably against it. And then Daddy talked about how like he knew it was gonna get a bunch, you know, shit for them doing that on that episode. Said that his mom hasn't watched since the episode where they killed or shot the horse.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, his mom hasn't watched an episode since then.
Shit, remember Sasha had no problem with it.
Well, I mean, you gotta eat something though. But
yeah.
This episode is probably going to be, attacked by PETA.
Well, yeah.
You know,
what
the fuck can't kill all these animals.
Wait, what the fuck is this? Too. Man, I just typed Walking Dead, and the first thing that pops up in the news, The Walking Dead's first gay man, meet Aaron. Like, what?
Why is that in your search? Were you looking for gay man havoc?
Nah, man, I typed in Walking Dead, and the first thing that came up was, meet Aaron, The Walking Dead's first gay man. I just want to know who the fuck this dude is and where the fuck he came from.
Or why he even matters.
That too. And why is Ed? Like,
why what?
Why is it he's not dead or a walker?
Because we don't know who the hell he is.
So what the fuck happened to Morgan? Like, we saw him at the end of, season 4. Or was it close to, the end of, season 5, midway, whatever.
Don't you know, man, he's the thing behind, what happened to the zombies outside. He pushed a tree on them.
I'm sure he did. That would be awesome, though.
That's why they got crushed by a tree. It was Morgan. But although that would be a good way to stop this whole zombie apocalypse, since they're going to be living in the woods for the next, rest of the season, just set the fucking forest on fire.
Now I remember who Morgan is.
Yeah.
He was a part of season 1.
Yeah. And then, what season was it where he tried to kill Rick? 3?
4? Oh, that too, yeah. Season 3. And all of a sudden... They skip to season 5 and they bring him back.
Now he's just some dumbass walking through the woods. Is he ever going to meet up with him?
Oh, I would tell Ashley to, move her bed, but she can't hear us.
Why can't she hear us?
And she went off air about 12:30.
The fuck for?
Man, I was planning on fucking back, going to bed at 12:30 for work in the morning.
Man, well, fuck you then, too. Goodbye.
Peace.